Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Another Generation from Adaya. Children Are the Spirit of the World by Didi Bridgewater. Children of the Crossroads by Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective. And then Children of the Ghetto by Philip Bailey. Children of the Universe by Adaya, and On Children, Sweet Honey in the Rock. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3, and until further notice, I also host from 3 to 6 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present consistently over time. And I am praying consistently over time to give you more inspiration, insight, and motivation to commit every atom and every cell of your being to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we each are made whole, body, heart, mind, and consciously connecting and caring to be connected to our souls. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding as to who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is referred to as God. We're in a now moment that is requiring us to care to be in the integrity of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of that which we refer to as God. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be rightly aligned with the integrity of the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that which we are immersed in, absolutely beating our hearts, it's breathing us. We are these points of it, and it matters that we care in this now moment to be caring, to be loving, to exalt a full effort in our living, to be in a place and space where we are no longer divided or feeling the right to be divided within ourselves, but to understand that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that it matters that we do nothing to undermine ourselves. It matters that we care to respond correctly and directly to being warred against. It matters that we care to do everything within our power to set a new precedent for how we handle our relationships, particularly how we provide and protect our children. There is no way that we can truly have real success in life when we are a detriment to ourselves. There is no true way to truly be successful in life when we don't care to do what we were born to do in consciously caring to self-actualize, self-realize, and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and to be able to be qualified for continuance in existence as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And there are those who would disagree with me. And they think that, well, success is being able to accomplish whatever it is I set out to do, regardless of what the purpose in existence actually is. But being in a place where we have no clue as to what the purpose in existence is, being in a place and space where we have no commitments to the laws that govern our existence, being in a place and space where we are anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and stupefied, where we have no real commitment to being, means that whatever else you do, there is no way in hell that you could possibly be successful in this life because you have not understood what the purpose of actually being is. And our religious training should have given us that. Our education should have given us that. Our socialization and all cultures should be harmonized in that way, because there are no ones, regardless of what hue of people we may be, There are no ones who are here under their own auspices. There are no ones who do not come from other lineages that represent lineages of people, lineages who have suffered under the hands of oppressive ones, under the hands of warring ones, under the hands of wicked ones. And now we are having the opportunity to really cast off all of those things so that we are able to be truly revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely present and supremely intelligent in a now moment that requires us to be wise enough, caring enough, loving enough, disciplined enough to accept that there are no limitations to what we can accomplish as individuals, as communities, as families, as nations. But to understand that there's no way that we can love killing ourselves and have the fullness of life, regardless of how much money we generate, regardless of how far and wide we may go and travel and our experiences take us, we really have a greater opportunity to experience ever greater degrees of joy and peace and happiness and love and light and wisdom and all of the things that come with the infinite intelligence that we each are when we are completely committed to living, completely committed to the laws that govern our living, completely committed to being all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to dwell in the reality that there is no amount of money, no amount of minted coins in whatever metal that has greater value than one breath or one beat of our hearts, to come to a place and space where we're walking in the wealth of the opulence and the abundance of existence itself, knowing that there is no lack of intelligence anywhere, that we're immersed in the abundance of the fluidity of existence itself. And there is nothing that man can create, nothing that wombed man can create, nothing that people can create that is greater than existence itself, greater than life itself. So that we cannot truly have success if we're not committed to living, we're not committed to honoring, not committed to exalting the oneness of life, the divinity of life, the sacredness of life, to be poised in the peace of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our now moment is so divine. But we are in a place where we will be challenged. And each generation has other challenges as a result of what the previous generations did not know to do, did not think to do, did not care to do. And so we give thanks for all of those who've come before us, because we are the beneficiaries of all of that that they have left us with, all of that that we have access to, all of the epiphanies, the realizations, the revelations, the commitments, the sacrifices, and all of that that we have. But our having access to it is for our utilization of it, to be the beneficiaries of it, so that we're truly benefiting ourselves, so that we can truly be benefiting to everything and everybody else. But to be in a place and space where we're sharing a now moment with people who will kill anything and everything for a freaking dollar, and then we go and buy it. You understand? To come to a place and space where we are immersed in the reality that of every hue of people, every race and every nation of people, that you have those who are murderers and killers and bastardizers and usurpers and capitalizers and liars and thieves. And within everyone, every nation and every race of people, every hue of people, you have those who are striving with all of their might to consciously put band-aids on the cancers that other ones are creating. And then there are those ones who are not participating holistically at all. They are not doing anything that is truly in their best interest, that they are a detriment to themselves, because that's the program that world culture is influencing. So now there are those who are of all of those races and nations who are consciously seeking to stand up, stand right, be rightly aligned, to go through the processes of forgiving, repenting, and honoring, and clearing, and cleansing, and consecrating, doing that which is theirs to do on behalf of life itself, on behalf of all there is. We are in such an auspicious moment. Why? Because the light has the right to triumph. Why? Because the law is supreme. Why? Because there is no way in hell, no way within the earth, upon the earth, or above the earth, that those ones who have no commitment to living, who have no commitment to life, who have no commitment to light, who have no commitment to right, can continue to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, death, and violation, and all of that warfare, and all of this poison, and then survive it and live gloriously or prosperously when this has been the seed, the nature of the seeds that they have been sowing for generations. But it does not absolve us of our own responsibility to be in a place and space where we're caring to be cleared and cleansed from the violation of how we have been permeated and penetrated in every atom and every cell of our being by those toxins and poisons and lies and belief systems that have not served our greater good because they have not properly oriented us in the truth of our divinity and our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment. We're so blessed in this now moment because that which many of us, or some of us, have been exalting for decades, now it's finally coming to the forefront of the minds of other ones. But it's taken millions of people to die before these ones got an inspiration to really go deeper and to reach higher. And our children's generation, or the 30-some-year-old generation, they and the 20-some-year-old generation don't have 20 years to be out of order before they figure out what it is. You understand? Those who are 70 now, 75, 80, you understand? They've had 20 years, they've had 30 years to be out of order at some point before they came to light and have had the opportunity to really knock and seek and find over the last 40 years. Now, the benefit of us having done that work should be benefiting everybody, but everybody needs to be in a place and space where they're committed to life itself, committed to themselves directly, committed to being whole. And where we are wise enough to realize that our commitments will carry us, and that the commitment to being, the commitment to loving, the commitment to exalting a full life's urge, the commitment to honoring, enhancing, enriching, facilitating, growing, cultivating, the commitment to light and right and triumph and love and labor and in learning, and that which allows us to speak the language that is liberating, to utilize all of our faculties towards enhancing the quality of our being so that we are resubstantiated in the integrity of our divinity, so that as we are maturing, we're coming into greater and greater degrees of personal clarity of mind and proficiency in being who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is so absolutely intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody else, which is why there is no prosperity that can possibly be had at the detriment of other ones. You can't war against the existence, the intelligence of existence, war against that which we refer to as God, war against the presence of divinity and the sacredness and the sacrament of life, and survive it. And many have gotten so comfortable where we have forgotten that there's absolute law, and the seeds that were sown in the marginalization and the disenfranchisement and the anesthetization and stupefaction and intoxication and violation of our Aboriginal families, our Indigenous families, our African families, and all of the ones that these ones, their blood still cries out from the earth. There is karmic debt that is already being exacted as a result of the violations that have not been atoned for. And so it's necessary for us, particularly those of us on this North American continent, to consciously care to get in alignment with universal and cosmic order and law in the fulfillment of love, being the harmony of the whole of existence itself. We can't be bigots and racist and homophobic and all of these other things. We cannot be divided within ourselves and have the fullness of life. It's important that those of us who really, really care to live long, prosperous lives, that we are doing everything we possibly can to be corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long. That it is our now moment, our blessing in this now moment, to be given opportunity to shift this paradigm, to be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to come correct, where we have the opportunity to accept correction. We have the opportunity to rethink it all, to be in a place and space where we can be completely cleared of our own anger and resentments and frustration and all of that, to come to a place where we are counting our blessings, allowing ourselves to be humbled in the reality of how blessed we actually are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, but also to consciously accept the reality that through our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration of these body temples, we can get into a much greater degree of direct communication with the unseen, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to come under the auspices of our souls so that we can get it right. We don't have to be in a consistent state of guesstimation and estimation and speculation, that we can get direct downloads of insight that gives us the motivation and the faith and confidence to move forth rightly in creating the healing that needs to take place within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, within our countries, and within the world. We are in a place and space where the world is much smaller now than it's ever been. But to understand that as the waters are warming from all of the feces and all of that which is being dumped into the waters and streams, and the ice is melting, and the waters are rising, and the spirits of the ancients and whatnot are still moving through the storms, that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to rise in this now moment. It is no time for us to be in a place where we are careless, that we are not considerate and respectful of the reality that we are living on a planet that is a living being, and we cannot be desecrating and defiling her as well as leading her animals and creatures into extinction, and then think that there's some real prosperity we can have just because we got money. This now moment in which we're in is calling us to truly anchor within every fiber of our being a wholehearted commitment to being. This now moment in which we're living is calling for us to anchor within every fiber of our being a wholehearted commitment to being whole. This now moment in which we're living is calling for us to answer the call to rise in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to consciously care to be supremely intelligent. See, over the years, the decades of no meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, and all of these inebriants, intoxicants, and all of that, I have a degree of care and love to see us whole body, heart, mind, and soul. I have learned and earned my degrees of care and love to understand the responsibility of caring and loving regardless of the situation and circumstance, regardless of what we've done or what we've not done, to understand that our real responsibility here is to walk in the integrity of who we are as the Christed beings that we were born to be, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are just not who we are identifying ourselves to be as doctors and lawyers and jailers and judges and all of this stuff that creates all of this divisiveness, where those are patting themselves on the back for their career objectives and their accomplishments as this, that, or the other, when we have failed to realize what and who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, that that is the commonality between us, that we are of this one absolute and supreme presence and source of existence itself, and our greatest resource right now is the reality that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we're completely complementary where we are in our light. The issue for us is consciously caring to function in the light of supreme intelligence. The issue for us is consciously understanding the impact and the effect that breakfast cereals and cow's milk and artificially colored and artificially flavored and NutraSweet and aspartame and all of these other chemicals, the Splenda, the Equal, the white sugar, and flour products, the white flour and the white this and the biscuits and the pancakes and the waffles and the donuts and the dinner rolls and the potato chips and all of these things that sit on shelves and in packages, and all of the artificially colored, artificially flavored, the Doritos and all of these things. And what it does to us, it makes you absolutely crazy, where you think that you can live and be happy and joyful killing yourself. And just because you've got money, you're successful. You can find comfort in undermining yourself. We're in a place now where your greatest degree of success is going to come as a result of your commitment to being all that you are as this point of the presence of the absolute. To walk in the divinity of your being, the integrity of the divinity of your being. Being in a place and space where you're committed to being, not just doing, not just careers. Because our careers generally are not giving us a proper orientation from the perspective of what the purpose in existence is. And those who have become professional, who've now signed off on all of the things that they've been certified, licensed, and degreed to do, but knocking and seeking and asking for actual solution and healing is the thing that is needed, because all of the professions put them all together. If we could put them all together, then this government could not possibly be waging war against everything and everybody and be successful if the professionals were not participating with it. Restoring cosmetically is not the same thing as healing or facilitating true regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization. And we are so grateful and so thankful for those who are going deeper and reaching higher to stand in a greater degree of personal responsibility to reverse these issues within their own tissues, but also to do whatever they possibly can to facilitate the cleansing and the healing of the children. To be real womb men and men does not require being licensed, certified, and degreed to practice a thing. Being real men and real women means that we are accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility to be restored into the real estate of manhood and womanhood as the perpetuators and the progenitor of lineages of people, and knowing that perpetuating our lineages is what we're here to do, and that knowing how to feed and knowing how to cleanse and consciously caring to be rejuvenated and regenerated is a part of that process, particularly where we are being warred against, and depopulation and genocide is everywhere around us. Through this pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, despair, degeneration, depression, suppression, oppression, violence and all of this, we have the responsibility, duty, and obligation to care, to be the solution to the problems and have the answers to the questions, but be willing to stand in the integrity of the divinity of our being and truly exalting the sacredness of life itself and honoring the oneness of existence so that we are not divided within ourselves, nor are we caught up in the divisiveness of feeling that this one over here is entitled to violate and subjugate and dominate these ones over there, or that you can make money killing things and people and really prosper. Our prosperity is going to be ever more exalted when we consciously care to cultivate the wealth of ourselves through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration, the revitalization, and to stand as a resurrected humanity. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, to the glory of the lineages that we all represent, and in harmony with the cosmic ordering, cosmic law, cosmic government, and that order being established upon the planet as the order of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present. And I am always praying for more inspiration, to be more inspirational so that you are motivated to be ever more disciplined as a disciple of truth and a bearer of light, and to realize that it's not just my responsibility, but it's all our responsibility to show up in this now moment, being able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our being able to do that which is truly in our own best interest, as is evidenced in the global initiative that is depopulation and genocide in this pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, disenfranchisement, and dissatisfaction and discontent and all of that disfrequency. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to go further, to go deeper, to reach higher, to know that there is no wealth that we'll ever have that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. To come to a point and place where we have no shame about really playing ourselves bigger as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that to be supremely intelligent means that we have no fear about standing in the integrity of our own authenticity, and we know of a surety that that is what we should be doing. Being successful capitalists is not necessarily the fullness of what life is here. And it definitely isn't the purpose of existence, since capitalism has founded itself on the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the degradation, the violation of other beings, the rape and abuse of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the disenfranchisement and degradation of all of the people. And we cannot participate with it and really have the fullness of ourselves. And we give thanks that we're in a now moment where there are so many people on the planet who are having the realizations, the revelations, and the epiphanies that there's more to life than working every day for a dollar until you die. And to know that death is not what destiny actually is. And to come to a place and space where we're differentiating between the path of life and the path of death, and that we're choosing to get off the path of death, the path of adulteration, the path of working, 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 and buying, 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 and, you know, just being completely distracted as to what the real purpose in existence is. And I am the one to emphasize that there is purpose in being that is beyond just the acquisition and accumulation of things. That we should be in a place and space where we are cultivating and developing the truth of ourselves, the wealth of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the high ethic and morality and the dignity and the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And even if you don't want to live forever, to realize that forever is the absolute reality. And that we each have come from somewhere else. We did not come up out the earth. We've come to the earth. It says, from the dust we've come, and to the dust we shall return. The dust is not the dirt. Although it is the minerals of the earth, in addition to the life force that we're breathing in, enlivening us, as well as the water that is the medium of intelligence, that helps to provide the nutrients into the cells and flush the toxins through the cells and put us in a place where we can consistently be regenerating and rejuvenating as the earth is rejuvenating and regenerating and doing what it needs to do in order to purge herself of the toxicity and whatnot. And we have to come to a point and place where we'll stop doing all of the foolishness that is creating so much of the devastation and degradation, the pollution. But to realize that capitalism is not the light of the world. And so our successes in capitalism, or being educated so that we can participate as the profiteers from the degradation, the disinterest, the disenfranchisement, the dis-ease and the despair of the people, whether we're the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the doctors, the lawyers, the judges, the police officers and whatnot, to realize that there is more that we can do to really be in harmony and attunement with the will of existence, the purposes of existence, and the love and joy and the beauty and divinity of existence itself. We have to realign ourselves with that which is absolute reality, which is phenomenal, which is magical, which is mystical, which is unfathomable. But we're in it. And we're blessed by it. And to dwell in the blessedness of our being, to realize how blessed we each are with each and every breath. And to know that that is how intelligent the intelligence of existence is, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. And we're able to tap into the phenomenalness of our being, the genius of our being. And so all of the degradation and all of the pollution and all of the poisoning and whatnot is as a result of the people themselves being poisoned and distorted and rendered dysfunctional. But we don't have to stay in that state. And that state of being cannot last indefinitely. Because there is no way to be out of alignment with life and survive it. And as we are really thinking more and consciously knowing that it is our capacity to think that allows us to come to know and to know ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that we are able to tap into the divinity of existence and the divine mind to bring solutions to the problems, no matter what they are. The intelligence of existence is greater than any of the devastation that man can create. Man in his divided mind, man in his misplaced priorities and misplaced loyalty. But otherwise, to understand that man should be the manifester of the will of existence itself, and that wombed man is the perpetuator of lineages of people, and the quality and the substance of the mind of womb man is that which ensures the progression of the people if she's in her right alignment. But our being out of alignment with the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, our being out of alignment with the purposes of existence in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge, puts us in a place and space where there's no way to really, truly prosper if we're a detriment to ourselves. And to know that we're in this now moment, where we are being called to come into alignment with the purposes of existence, the laws of existence, and to know that this is where we have the greatest degree of prosperity and wealth, when we are rightly attuned and in alignment with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to realize that we cannot be a detriment to ourselves. We can't kill ourselves and have greater and fuller living. And that the money, even though we can appreciate love and appreciate the money and being able to exchange fairly for the goods and services and products and supplies and all of the things that we use money for, but the money is not greater than the wealth of the people. The money is not greater than life itself. The money is not greater than the trees themselves. And so to be in a mindset where we are really reverencing the divinity of life itself, and that we're caring to live fully, to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge, to be in a place where we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression, and that we're realizing that the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease that's manifesting itself as the obesity, the diabetes, the cancer, the sarcoidosis, the AIDS, the HIV, the herpes, all of these issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, we can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified. But we have to have a right orientation in terms of who we really are. And we cannot begin to take on the identity of a disease and think that we can heal from it. You cannot consistently say to yourself, I have this and I have that and I am this and I am that, but you are not affirming the truth of who you are as the I am that I am. That is truly the spirit of the living God that is dwelling in that temple. The spirits that we are have come from other places, and these bodies are our homes until it's time to go forward from the earth. But we should not be dying here. We should not be suffocating in our bodies filled with all manners of toxicity and acidity and mucus and parasites and worms and organisms and all of these things that are shutting the life force down. And the government has no rights to infringe upon your right to be right. It has no right to legislate wrong And sickness, illness, disease, and death is popular and common activity in collective learning and education and the path of prosperity. The government that is not attuned to the order of existence or the responsibilities that they have to ensure that the people, the populace, and the children have access to everything that is needed in order to facilitate their greater good and their natural progression in self-actualization and self-realization, so that their gifts and their inheritance and heritage is cultivated for the good of the whole of us. See, not being rightly aligned and taking responsibility to influence everybody else towards being out of order is a detriment. We call it wickedness, where you don't care to be right, where you see the progression of your error and too pompous to accept the error of your ways and consciously care to correct. And then there's this conspiracy of silence where nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room in terms of the amount of obesity and diabetes and the sickness and the illness and disease and all of these children who have cancer and leukemia and whatnot because they've been fed the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and cheese and all of these things that have created all of this issue, and having sisters who were poisoned all of their lives come to a place where they are now giving birth, and if they're able to carry their children to full term, then they're not wanting to breastfeed, then they're feeding their baby soy, and they're trying to give them all manners of cereal, and it is just hideous to be in a place and space where there's just this progression of error, and the doctors and the hospitals and the nurses and everybody is conspiring against life because they will not commit to being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, so that we are literally serving as vehicles and vessels of the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the hands of God, the heart of God. And we are creating heaven on earth because we are rightly attuned and rightly aligned with the truth of ourselves. We want to go to these places where we think we're worshiping and hoop and holler and be moved emotionally, but then we don't care to really be right, rightly aligned. We want to accept humanity as sinful and fallible and imperfect, and not strive for anything greater. But when we see the way that other civilizations have risen and fallen, have come and gone, and we sit back and we'll say, well, you know, nothing's new under the sun and other ones have come and gone and we shall come and go, that really is no consolation for the babies who are fighting for their breath, whose skin has become so scaly because of the eczema and the psoriasis. They were born in a toxic womb and womb full of so much mucus. We are in a place and space where we can be completely renewed and rebirthed if we care to be rightly aligned, to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are all well and all right. And it's all right to be right. People want to make it seem as though it's a bad thing to be right. Would you rather be right? Or would you rather be loved? We want to be all of it. We want to be in a place where our integrity and our high ethic and our morality and our sensibility and all of that that we should have as maturing ones, that it is ours, because that's what we take with us, the substance of ourselves. We can't take the money and we can't take the things. We can't take the cars and we can't take the homes and we can't take all of that. We can move forward with the experiences, but the experience where it does not add to the true substance of who we are and what we are, is not as valuable as the substance of who we are and what we are. And to truly self-actualize and self-realize in this now moment as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence gives us leverage over the forces of divisiveness, those ones who would lead us astray, the wolves in sheep's clothing, and those who have and are serving their own selfish self-interest, and those ones who think that they have the right to undermine the intelligence of us, to always do what's in our own best interest. And see, that's what psychology has done. It's put us in a place where the advertising and the sublimation and all of these things put us in a place where we're all right with poisoning ourselves because it tastes good or it feels good. But who we are as the children of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we would refer to as God would have us be in a place of mind where we care to walk in the integrity of ourselves, to not allow anything to enslave us, any body, any substance, or anything. It is the true nature of an intelligence to care to be liberated. Nothing wants to be locked up and bound. But we see the nature of a people who try to lock up everything and bind everybody, put us on a DNA lockdown so that we are unable to really invoke and call forth the greatness of who we are, that we're in a place of self-denial. We don't even acknowledge the greatness of who we are or the divinity of who we are, nor do we care to really walk in the integrity of it. To have a society that prefers to be inebriated and intoxicated, to be in a place where they're always high, is a low. The height comes from the virtues of character that are consistent with the truth of who we are. The highs come when we are truly walking in the integrity of our right alignment with life itself. The high comes when we are on the heights of supreme intelligence and consciously doing what is ours to do in nourishing and cultivating and loving and honoring life itself and the gift of life itself and being those who are the vehicles and vessels of other beings coming to the planet, of other souls coming forward to glorify and honor the lineages that we represent. There is a height and a high that we get in living because we care to be loving, because we care to go deep within ourselves to radiate the light and the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is a height and a high that we experience when all we see is the divinity of being, the God that is everywhere, and that we're all participating as points of it, and we want to be rightly aligned. We want to see everybody rise. We want to restore the divinity of ourselves, to raise up as a restored humanity. There is a height and a high that drugs and marijuana and all of these things could never give us. And it just seems as though as you get older, and see, this is what oppression does. Cellular oppression puts you in a position that after a while, you are all right with being subdued. You are all right with being lethargic. You are all right with being slowed down, anesthetized, to be in a place and space where you've lost your luster. You've lost your vitality. You don't even try to get it back. You are all right with getting old and having the degradation of your violation charged upon you so that you won't even lift your voice to your creator and ask to be cleared and cleansed and purified. We're in a now moment where we must activate the fullness of the faculties that we have been given as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Why would we not want to be godly when we are being warred against by the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil? There is no real salvation that we can experience except in the light of the truth of love and peace and poise and empowerment. But we cannot love to be inebriated, anesthetized, and in the depths of degradation and dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death. And then think that our money is consolation for us. Our money is a comfort for us. While we accept so little when we can have it all, we can walk in the integrity of our own authenticity and authority as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and dwell in the wealth of ourselves, in the wealth and the divinity of existence itself, and know that there is no lack of intelligence anywhere, and we can tap into our divine mind and create that which needs to happen in order to cleanse the waters and the streams and the rivers, and to really restore the integrity of who we are as a humanity of people. We are in a place where it's time for us to know God and not just give lip service to that which we refer to as God, but to walk in the integrity of our birthright as these points of it, and to be all right with it. But it's very difficult to feel the divinity of your being when your blood is defiled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and fish and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and all of these things that are cancer causing. And somehow people want to feel as though they can indulge in all of the things that create cancer and then not get it. Like it's not going to happen to you. You're invincible. But then you see your parents passing away from these things. You see those that you love pass away from these things, but you think you can do the same thing that they've done and avoid it. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical healing is necessary, but it is much easier when we accept the truth of ourselves as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it is the intelligence of existence in which we're completely immersed. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And our coming to a point where we are no longer committed to a belief systems or belief systems that have put us in a place where we still end up with cancer and diabetes and heart disease and all of these things, when we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free, free from the sickness, the illness, the disease and whatnot. But you have to affirm the reality that you are this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is inherent perfection in existence, that I am presence that we each can call forward as the reality of ourselves has an inherent integrity to it. And being integritous with the intelligence of your own being is the foundation of our power and our empowerment and our wisdom, in our care to stand as a resurrected people, resurrected from the ditches and valleys of degradation and the valley of the shadow of death, and to be in a place where sickness, illness, and disease are cast off, and we are renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole to be healed. But we cannot love being out of order, and we cannot love being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and then think that we are free from dis-ease. And to know that there are those who are ill, who have set a precedent and an agenda for depopulation and genocide and the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease's multi-trillion dollar business. in the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of these things which are causing 90% of the global warming behind the meat industries. But then we don't want to do anything different. It's like, okay, well, y'all all right with the devil, the forces of divisiveness, having access to the hearts and the minds and the spirits of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren that may never come into existence because your children and your grandchildren are being poisoned every day. And so we cannot be the hands that continue to oppress ourselves. We cannot be the hands that continue to serve death to our loved ones. We cannot be the hands that continue to support our own cellular violation and oppression and think that we can do something that makes sense when we don't have sense enough to be correct and corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long. Those who have been educated and licensed, certified, and degreed to practice medicine or psychiatry or psychology or any of the other sciences or things that confer whatever diagnosis and prognosis upon a people, but then they never ever come up with that which helps to facilitate the wholeness and the healing. To be in a place where you continually assault the cells and create more violation against the people makes you offensive and guilty in the oppression of the people. To have become a professional person and deny the responsibility of knocking, seeking, and asking for the solutions to regenerate, rejuvenate, and facilitate the true healing of the people means that you will miss yourself, as other ones will miss themselves because they did not ask or knock and they depended upon you to give them something that they themselves would not seek for themselves. We're in a now moment where it is our time to know that each individual one of us has to care to be whole and to align ourselves with the intelligence of existence and to do that which is oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins and the poisons can get out and the intelligence of our being can regenerate itself. We're in a now moment. We're being called to rise, and our resurrection will be a glory unto all, as all is the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the gift and the blessing and the wealth and the richness. As all there is existence itself. We can't create anything that's greater. So we might as well align ourselves with it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.